A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Freddie Tennyson. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standards Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Wednesday, October the 7th. From Hillary Clinton to Tom Hanks, Joe Biden and even Lady Gaga, the baseless internet conspiracy theory that thinks Hollywood and Democrats are collaborating in a secret plot to abuse children. QAnon may sound like a fringe online hoax, but the movement is so fast growing that Facebook has once again had to announce new measures against it. It says it will ban any page linked with QAnon, and staff have already begun deleting content and groups and pages, but it admits that this may take some time. Facebook first took action against the group in August, but since then followers have found ways of getting around the restrictions, such as changing the spelling of the QAnon name. Next, SpaceX has been awarded contracts by the US Department of Defense to build missile tracking satellites. 4 satellites will be built to track missile threats from low Earth orbit. Fitted with infrared sensors, the plan is that they will be able to track even hypersonic missiles. The contracts are worth more than $150 million and will see the satellites launched in autumn 2022. The world has experienced its hottest September on record this year. That's according to scientists from the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service. They say that the surface air temperatures were up by 0.05 Celsius from the year before, with Europe beating its previous record by 0.2 degrees. Temperatures were well above average in other parts of the world, including the Middle East, in parts of South America and Australia, and temperatures in the Siberian Arctic continue to be warmer than average, continuing a hot spell that has affected parts of the region since early spring. Now, if you're enjoying this bulletin, then please take a moment to subscribe and give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. Coronavirus news next, tracking how it spreads in hospitals. Scientists at the University College London are looking to track how the virus moves between staff, patients and wards. It's hoped that by looking into the genetic makeup of each infection, they'll be able to figure out how and from where the infection spread and hopefully make it easier to stop that from happening. The study will evaluate if rapid viral genomic sequencing data can help locate and reduce the spread of COVID-19 within hospitals. That means taking lots of nose and throat swabs from patients and hospital staff and looking at the genetic fingerprints and working where they come from. The uncovering of fossils of a 2-meter-long, 2-fingered, toothless, parrot-beaked dinosaur is helping scientists research how the creatures thrived over 68 million years ago. Researchers say the skeletons provide the first evidence of loss of fingers in the family of dinosaurs known as oviraprots. The creature's arms and hands changed drastically with migrations to new geographic areas, specifically to what is now North America and the Gobi Desert in Mongolia. The University of Edinburgh-led team hope it will give them more insight into how dinosaurs adapted to new environments. Next, iPhone fans get ready. Apple has set the date for its hotly awaited launch event, October the 13th. While it hasn't yet said what's coming, the virtual event is almost certainly for the new iPhone 12, which was notably left out of their last product unveiling. The poster for the event reads high speed, hinting that Apple may be putting a focus on its power that is behind the new series of devices, all for faster download speeds with 5G. Meanwhile, Apple has also updated its online store and removed wireless headphone speakers. This could be a sign that Apple is releasing its own versions. Gone are the Bose Quiet Comfort. Now all that's there is a 404 message. Now, are you still listening? Netflix says it's testing out a feature which would bring an end to the still watching pop-up. The test feature hasn't been rolled out in many regions yet and is still in its early phases. Netflix often tests out new ideas on a select number of customers. Next, if you were to create a global bank account for gamers, what features would you include? Well, Razer are launching their new Razer card in Singapore, a prepaid card which offers a year-long cashback feature on transactions. Partnered with Visa, the card will feature LED lights inbuilt into the card, lighting up for payments. It will go into its first round of testing with 1,337 selected users and is set to include a reward system where testers complete tasks, level up, and earn Razer gear rewards. The gaming hardware company is clearly looking to challenge companies like Monzo or Venmo. It'll be interesting to see what happens next. And finally, it's been dubbed a life-size video game. Yep, that's Charlie XCX and Mario's collaboration, We Are Born to Play, created to promote Japan's Super Nintendo World. The park has announced it will finally open its doors at Osaka's Universal Studios next spring. It was meant to open this year ahead of the also rescheduled Tokyo Olympics. One of the most exciting features? The park will use smart wristbands that pair with a mobile app and let you collect coins around the site, just like being in the old Game Boy games. And yep, there are also plans to expand into other Universal Studios sites. That's it from me. You're up to date. Subscribe and come back tomorrow for a fresh update on the latest news from the worlds of tech and science. Also, check out our podcast, Women Tech Charge. Dr. Anne-Marie Amaphadon meets amazing women leading the way in science, tech, maths, and engineering. There are two whole series to binge and the links in the show's notes. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.